The Kraft Foods Company brings you The Adventures of the Falcon, starring Les Damon.
Hello. Yes, this is the Falcon speaking. Oh, Claire. I'm glad you called. Now, you'll have to give me a rain check, Angel. I've got to teach a boy a lesson. Somebody once told him talk was cheap, but the way he runs off at the mouth, it figures he'll be stopped dead.
This is Ed Hurley, friends, inviting you on behalf of the Kraft Foods Company to listen to The Adventures of the Falcon, transcribed tonight. You met the Falcon first in his best-selling novels. Then you saw him in his thrilling motion picture series. Now, join him on the air when the Falcon solves the case of the loose lip.
Miracle Whip
has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip
tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip,
only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip,
best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip tastes really good. Not too sharp, not too mild, but just exactly right. And Miracle Whip tastes different, too. Different from any other salad dressing, because Miracle Whip is made by a secret Kraft recipe. So, tomorrow, when you're shopping, be sure to get a jar of delicious Miracle Whip. Get either the regular size, or if you make a lot of salads, get the thrifty quart-sized jar. Remember, no other salad dressing tastes like the one and only Miracle Whip. Now, the case of the loose lip. It's Wednesday evening in New York City, and a shifty little character named Lippy Mayo consults the phone book in the rear of the 68th Club. And as his finger glides down the page, someone taps him gently on the shoulder.
Excuse me, friend.
What? What are you doing here, Daniels?
Matter of fact, Lippy, I was looking for you.
Me?
Yeah. Frank Vargas wants to see you.
Well, Vargas will have to wait. I've got an important call to make.
That's what he's afraid of.
Now, look, Daniels, if Frank is worried about me ratting on that Mason stick-up...
Yeah?
Well, he don't have to. I'm not the kind of a guy who shoots off my mouth.
I'm sure Vargas will be glad to hear that, Lippy. Suppose we step outside and tell him.
No.
Now, don't be difficult.
Hey, put away that cannon, Daniels. You're not bluffing me. You wouldn't dare pull any rough stuff here.
You mean because of the crowd?
Yeah.
Just goes to show you, Lippy, you don't know your mob psychology. A 5 will get you 10 that if I was to plug you here and now, those folks out there would fall all over themselves running the other way.
Who do you think you're kidding?
Believe me, fella, I know whereof I speak. Now, what do you say we go and see Vargas?
No.
Yes?
Hello, Mike.
Steve Mayo, come in.
Thanks.
Well, haven't seen you since the end of the war. When'd you pull into town?
About 20 minutes ago.
What brings you here?
My brother. Did you ever hear of a character named Lippy Mayo?
You mean you're related to Lippy?
Only on my father and mother's side.
Oh, I see.
You ever run across him?
Well,
It's all right, Mike. I can understand why no one would be overly fond of Lippy. Matter of fact, I'm not too crazy about him myself. You know he was shot tonight.
Yeah, so I heard. How is he?
Doc says he'll pull through, but he'll be paralyzed for life.
Oh, too bad.
You wouldn't happen to know who was responsible?
No, I wouldn't.
Suppose you could find out for me?
No, I don't think I'd care to, Steve.
Suppose I put it on a professional basis as a private detective at your usual fee.
Oh, I still wouldn't be interested. First of all, it's a job for the police.
And secondly?
Well, secondly, I think I got an idea what you have in mind.
And you don't approve?
Nope, not a bit.
Okay, friend, no hard feelings. I suppose there are other ways of finding out.
Listen to me.
Sorry, Mike, I haven't time. Got a lot of work to do. I better be on my way.
I don't want to heckle Vargas, but don't you think it's time we headed for home?
No, Daniels, the cops might be waiting.
Well, what do you intend to do, cruise around for the next 5 years?
We'll go home when I'm good and ready.
Anything you say.
You think you killed Lippy?
I didn't wait for the autopsy.
You shouldn't have shot him.
Why, what were you planning to do, buy him an annuity?
You didn't have to pick out such a public place. Maybe you were spotted.
I wasn't.
You can't ever tell. Matter of fact, there's a car behind us now.
Yeah, so there is. What makes you think we're playing follow the leader?
He's been behind us for the last 5 blocks, ever since we got off Madison.
Turn up 103rd.
Well?
You're right.
What should I do?
You're the boss, remember?
Don't be such a wise guy. You know I don't know this neighborhood.
When you get halfway up near the next block, make a sharp right. There's an alley there.
What does it lead to?
Nowhere. It's a dead end. Just drive in and cut your motor. Now, easy now. You don't want to pass it.
Here?
Yeah. Turn off your lights.
You see him?
Not yet. Here he comes. There he goes.
It's not a squad car.
I didn't think it was.
You got a cigarette?
Sure.
Thanks.
What's the matter, Frank? You're shaking.
Well, I guess I'm kind of jumpy. I ain't been sleeping so good lately.
Too much coffee, I bet.
Look, Daniel, just because I thought that car was following us...
It was.
What are you talking about?
Didn't you notice the make?
It was a Nash.
A green Nash. Does that ring a bell?
I gave one like that to Eileen Dewey.
And then you gave her the air.
Think Eileen was following me?
I think it's a point well worth investigating.
Okay, Daniels. See what you can find out.
Just a second.
Hello, Eileen.
Why, if it isn't Mr. Daniels.
Surprised?
Not as much as you think. Why didn't he come himself?
Who?
Frank.
Oh, you think Vargas sent me,
I know he did.
You're absolutely right. Do you mind if I sit down?
I certainly do. You can tell Mr. Vargas for me. I don't care what he's got to say. I'm through with him. All right, let's have it.
What?
Whatever he wanted you to tell me. Not that it's going to do him any good. After what Vargas did to me.
Yeah, it was a rotten trick. And after you gave him the best years of your life.
I knew he'd get tired of that Georgia peach he's been running around with.
Not so you'd notice it.
You mean Frank didn't send you here to...
effect a reunion?
Yeah.
No.
You're lying. Frank's crazy about me.
Well, if he is, he certainly got us both fooled.
Danny, please don't rip me. I couldn't take it. What did Frank have to say?
I want you to stop chasing him.
Chasing
him? Yeah, it's awfully bad for his nerves. That's quite a scare you gave him tonight. When did you start trailing us?
I don't know what you're talking about.
It was you in that car.
I haven't been out all evening.
That's what your doorman told me.
If you think I'd run after a meatball like Frank Vargas, you're crazy. I can't even stand him. All I have to do is whistle and I could have a million guys. And with more money, too.
Sure you could, Eileen. So stay away from Frank.
I tell you, I hate him. I'd like to see him dead. I could get my hands on him for just... Danny, talk to him for me. Will you tell him I won't be jealous anymore? I'll do anything
you
want.
No dice, Eileen. He wouldn't have you back on a bet.
Who does he think he is? I'll show him. I know what he's been up to. I saw him tonight in front of...
Yeah? Go on, Eileen. What were you going to say?
Nothing. Just tell Mr. Vargas for me he's going to regret this. For every sleepless night I spent, he's gonna spend 100.
Well, that's the story, Frank. I got the impression Eileen was kind of peeved with you.
So it was her in that car.
That would be my guess. What are you gonna do about it?
I'll take care of it.
When?
When I'm good and ready.
Now, there's something you don't realize, Frank.
And there's something you don't realize, Daniels. You're working for me. Get smart and you'll be out. Do we understand each other?
Sure.
What time you got?
It's almost 10.
Wonder what's keeping that tomato.
I don't think Betty Lou would like hearing you call her that.
When I need your advice on how to handle women, I'll let you know. Call downstairs.
I imagine that must be the little lady now.
Forget it.
Since you asked so nicely.
You Frank Vargas?
Uh-uh.
That him?
Now, just a second.
You Vargas?
Well, who are you?
Steve Mayo.
Mayo?
Yeah. Maybe you know my brother Leo.
No.
Oh, sure you do, Frank. He's the boy they call Lippy.
You keep out of this, mister.
Throw him out, Daniels.
I asked you something, Vargas. You know my brother?
Just to say hello to.
What about goodbye?
Huh?
He was shot a couple of hours ago. Or haven't you heard?
Is he
dead? No. Might just as well be. Completely paralyzed.
Paralyzed?
What do you know about it?
Nothing. Do we, Danny?
Nope.
See?
I got a tip you were looking for, Lippy, tonight.
Who says so?
Never mind. What'd you want him for?
I didn't want him for anything. Whoever says I did is full of baloney.
If you're lying, Vargas.
Cut it out!
Try to kill my brother?
No!
Who did?
I don't know!
Will you be in around 1 o'clock tonight?
Why?
Because I may want to talk to you again.
If you think I'm staying here...
Yes, I do! You know what's good for you? You won't move till I come back. Just remember that.
You know something, Frank? I think Mr. Mayo meant every word he said.
Get out.
Why? What's the matter?
You were a great help. Why did you stop him?
Well, to be perfectly honest, I did think of it, but I'm glad I stifled the impulse. Because it confirms a suspicion of mine.
Yeah?
Yeah. You're not so tough.
You think so?
I know so. And if a guy like you can get along, I think I'll go in business for myself.
They'll be sorry if they think they can push me. Ooh. What are you doing, Betty?
Oh, it's your own fault, Frank. If you're going to squirm like that, I'm not going to be able to fix that eye.
How does it look?
You just wait till I finish with the powder. Oh, black eye or no, you're still the handsomest thing in New York. Well, that Eileen Dewey was crazy to let you get away.
Who told you about Eileen?
Oh, I heard stories. But you're not going to get away from me.
Come here, baby.
Oh, ain't I shameless? They used to say back home there wasn't a man born who could turn Betty Lou Moss's head.
How is it down there?
Hmm? Down where?
Where you come from, Georgia.
Oh, it's just wonderful, Frank. You'd really love it.
Okay, we'll leave tonight. But first we go to California. I got some business there. I want you to get 2 tickets on the Chief.
Now, sugar, I couldn't leave on such short notice.
Why not?
Well, I got my career to think of. Professor Nagel said
don't that make me laugh. As soon as you pick up the tickets, give me a ring. I'll tell you where to meet me. Well, what are you waiting for?
Well, I don't have any money.
Oh. Well, remember that envelope I gave you last Saturday?
You mean the one with all those hundred...
How did you know it was in there?
Frankie, you're hurting my arm.
Where's the dough?
In my hotel safe.
Get it.
But
go on, get it. You better be back before 12:30, because if I got to come looking for you, you're going to lose more than that accent.
Your order, please.
My order, please. This is Frank Vargas in 219.
Yes, Mr. Vargas.
Yes, Mr. Vargas. What's the matter with you people anyhow? I asked you to send up the barber an hour ago.
Well, I'm sure he must be on his way.
How's he coming? By Pony Express? Listen, you, if that guy isn't up yet... Hold it. Okay, I heard you. You certainly took your...
Oh, hi, Mike.
Hi, Ed. Hey, is Sergeant Corbett around?
No.
That's funny. He told me to meet him here at your luncheonette. It didn't sound like his mind was on food.
Is yours?
Well, now, Ed, I'll tell you, I don't really know. Corbett was so bothered, he got me all hot, and I don't think I'm very hungry.
Mike, I know just the thing for you. Just the thing to perk up your interest.
You do?
I sure do. The prettiest. Oh,
blonde or brunette?
Coolest. Crispiest, greenest salad you ever ate.
Oh, fine.
That's what I mean, Mike. A salad like that is fine for perking up your appetite. And, Mike, I'll make it with Miracle Whip.
Why, Ed, how exciting. You really mean it?
Mike, I wouldn't joke about that. You know, the salad dressing is one of the important things to consider when you make a salad. And Miracle Whip is the right salad dressing to consider because it makes salads taste better than ever.
Mm-hmm.
The folks at Kraft tell me it's made from a secret recipe. That's why it tastes so different and good. Gives salads a peppy flavor, you know, and not too peppy either. I'd say it makes them taste just right, wouldn't you?
Mm-hmm. Oh, yes, absolutely. Why, I say that all the time.
They taste just right with the...
Miracle Whip. Why, millions of folks think so, Mike. That's why Miracle Whip is America's favorite salad dressing. Sure. Did you know that more Miracle Whip is sold than the next 20 leading brands combined? Mike?
Huh? Oh, gee, I'm sorry, Ed. I was thinking about that pretty blonde, cool green salad you mentioned before. Fix me one, huh? Okay. How about one of your super deluxe hamburgers, too?
Okay, Mike, you're forgiven. Miracle Whip is such a swell salad dressing, I guess I get carried away sometimes. I see, that's a hamburger and a salad.
Hey, that sounds pretty good, Ed. Suppose you fix that for me, too.
Will do, Sarge.
Oh, about time, Corbett. You know how long I've been waiting?
Well, I was detained. You know Steve Mayo?
Why?
I hear tell he was up to see you yesterday.
Yeah, he wanted to know who might have gunned his brother, Lippy.
Did you help him out?
Nope.
Why not?
Because I was afraid of what he might do if he ever caught up with the character.
Well, of course, I've got no proof, but I heard it was Frank Vargas.
That's what I heard, too.
Well, apparently everybody was in on the news, so I don't suppose Steve had much trouble finding it out.
What are you talking about?
Vargas was killed an hour ago.
No.
Yes.
And you think Steve Mayo...
Uh-huh.
Is he in the brig?
Yeah.
I gotta see him, Corbett.
Oh, what about the food?
Well, Ed'll have to keep it for us. Right now, there's something more important we've got to do. Hi, Steve.
Mike.
Yeah, I thought I'd look in on you.
Well, I appreciate it.
I just been talking to Sergeant Corbett.
I can imagine what he said. I'd like to help you, Steve.
I certainly could use it.
Did you kill Frank Vargas?
What do you think?
You were looking for him.
No, I wasn't.
Now, look, Steve, you came to me...
But I wasn't looking for Vargas. I just asked if you knew anybody who might have shot Lippy. You didn't know.
Well, you could have learned it somewhere else. According to his boy Daniels, you were up to see him tonight.
I was just taking potluck.
Who tipped you that Vargas might have shot your brother?
I don't exactly remember.
Can you remember approximately?
No.
Well, do you happen to recall whether it was a male or female?
Mm-mm.
Steve, you're not being very helpful.
I'm sorry, Mike, but I'm not going to involve innocent people. You don't want to go ahead with what you've got.
What I've got? You've given me absolutely nothing to go on.
Well, they told me the Falcon was the guy who could make something out of nothing. Let's see you prove it.
Yes?
How do you do?
What do you want?
Well, it all depends. You, Eileen Dewey?
I'm supposing I am.
Well, then I'd like a few minutes of your time.
Who are you?
Waring is the name, Mike Waring.
Oh, not the Falcon.
Well, now I know it pays to advertise. Hey, don't tell me you're drinking alone.
You don't approve?
Well, not when you can have company.
Help yourself.
Oh, thank you. Oh, isn't this cozy in?
What's on your mind?
Murder.
Anyone I know?
I think so. Ever hear of a gentleman named Frank Vargas?
What about him?
Well, he's the late unlamented.
Is that supposed to be a hot flash?
No, I was sure you must have seen the papers. As a matter of fact, that's where I picked up your name. I think I read something about your carrying a torch.
That's a lie.
Well, I'm sure it is, Eileen. Why, a man would have to be out of his mind to give up a girl like you. But then, some men don't know when they're well off.
You can say that again.
Sure, Frank must have been crazy to let that, what's her name again?
Hey, look, what are you up to?
I was just trying to find out if you nursed any grievances.
Me?
Hmm.
Oh, don't make me laugh. All I had to do was to pick up that phone and Frank would come running back.
Well, then you wouldn't be the one who killed him, hmm?
I thought the police nabbed the man who did.
You mean Steve Mayo?
Mm-hmm.
No, it's a funny thing, Eileen.
Is it?
Yeah, I think so, because all it said in the papers was that the police were holding an unidentified suspect. They didn't mention names.
So?
So, that forces me to one conclusion. You must have been the one who tipped off Steve Mayo that Vargas did that job on Lippy.
Get out.
Now, Eileen...
Are you going to get out of here?
If I thought for 1 minute that you meant...
I'll show you.
You certainly did.
You...
All right, Eileen. I'll give you another chance when your temper and your aim improve.
Welcome home, Betty Lou.
What? How'd you get in here, Danny?
I told the room clerk I was your brother from the South.
You what?
Yeah, you should have heard me, honey. Can you all tell me all where all...
You got your nerve.
Yeah, but that's all I got, Betty. You got a lot more.
What are you talking about?
That nasty stuff, money.
Money?
Mm-hmm. Last time I spoke to Frank Vargas, he told me you were holding a bundle for him.
Well, I returned it.
When?
Well, I don't see where that's any of your business, Mr. Daniels.
No, I guess that comes under the heading of police business.
What do you mean?
When the cops found his body, there wasn't a dime on him.
You think you're pretty smart, don't you?
Smart enough.
Well, you're not as clever as you believe.
No?
No. Suppose I tell the police you had a falling out with Frank.
Oh, now you wouldn't do that, would you, Sugar Plum?
Danny, you're choking me.
Come on, Betty, where's Frank's roll?
I gave it to him.
And I'll give it to you if you don't stop playing games. Now, where's that dough? Who's there?
Mike Waring, Daniels. Open up.
Who?
Mike Waring.
Just a second. Okay, come in.
Hello, Danny.
Well, what brings you down this neck of the woods?
Well, it's a long story.
You better save it, then. I'm catching the 9 o'clock plane for St. Louis.
Well, it's all right. You still got a half hour. I've been wanting to talk to you for some time.
About what?
Frank Vargas's murder.
Don't tell me you're working for that Steve Mayo character.
Yep.
Well, lots of luck.
I'm going to need more than that. You used to know Vargas pretty well.
You might even say we were inseparable.
Well, who do you think killed him?
What about your client?
You naturally can't expect me to go for that.
Then I don't know what you're going to do, Waring.
You can't suggest anyone else?
Nope.
You know, there's a slight flaw in your story, Danny.
Yeah? Wish you'd show me where.
Well, if you and Frank were inseparable...
We were.
Then how come you let Steve Mayo bounce him around?
Oh, we all make mistakes.
Yeah, well, that was yours. Because the police might think you wanted to see Frank get hurt.
So you think when Mayo didn't do it for me, I did it myself, hmm?
Well, you claimed there was no one else in the picture.
Go on, get out.
That thing loaded?
It is. And I'd be within my rights if I plugged you. You're trespassing here. How do I know you're not a burglar?
Well, my, you do know your rights. Maybe we can work out a deal.
Cut it out, you jerk. You would try a stunt like that. Operator, get me the police. I just shot a burglar.
Well, right now, I'd venture a guess that Dan Daniels will never win a popularity poll. But talking about popularity, here's something that really is popular. It's the most popular salad dressing ever created. Miracle Whip.
Miracle Whip.
Has a flavor so pleasing.
Miracle Whip.
Tastes so lively, so teasing.
Miracle Whip.
Only one of its kind.
Miracle Whip.
Best salad dressing you'll find.
Miracle Whip is the only one of its kind. Because it's a different type of salad dressing made from a secret Kraft recipe. Miracle Whip combines the best qualities of old-fashioned boiled dressing and fine mayonnaise, so it's truly distinctive and delicious, with a flavor millions of folks call just exactly right. Try it, won't you? One taste will tell you why it's America's favorite salad dressing, the one and only Miracle Whip. Now, back to the adventures of the Falcon. 4 hours have passed since Mike Waring was shot by Danny Daniels. And now, as we find the Falcon, he's much the worse for wear.
Hey, how do you feel, Mike?
Rotten, thanks. I can't move my right arm.
Well, no wonder it's in a sling.
Huh?
Oh, you'll never learn. I'll lay you 2-1, you'll be doing the same thing again next week.
What hospital is this, anyway?
Hospital? Don't you recognize a prison infirmary when you see it?
A what?
Well, you know breaking and entering's a penal offense.
Breaking and entering?
That's what the man claimed.
Daniels?
Uh-huh.
Listen, Sergeant, I got this whole thing figured out.
Now, look, why don't you just relax?
Daniels killed Frank Vargas.
Where's your proof?
Well, what else would he plug me for?
Well, he thought you were a thief. Are you?
I might consider it if I thought the rest of the force wasn't smarter than you. I tell you, Danny killed Vargas, and I can prove it.
How?
Vargas gave Eileen Dewey the heave-ho for another girl.
So?
So Daniels denied that Frank had anyone else on the string. Now, why would he say that? This other girl must have seen Danny kill Frank. That would be the best reason of all to keep her out of this.
Makes sense.
Well, now all you got to do is find her.
Oh, that's the easiest thing in the world. Her name's Betty Lou Morse.
How did you know that?
Well, contrary to popular belief, we do work occasionally.
Well, then it's a cinch. All you got to do is get this Betty Lou to talk.
Well, that's a part that's going to be tough. Even you couldn't get anything out of this girl.
Uh-oh, don't tell me.
All right, I won't. But in case the guy in the next bed's curious, she's dead.
Yeah?
Hello, Eileen.
Well, well, well. Are you back again?
Yes, indeed. Only this time I brought the sergeant along.
How do you do?
Now, look, I don't have to stand... What happened to your arm?
Oh, you weren't the only one who tossed things my way today. Only the other party's aim was better. Now, listen, Eileen.
If you're going to start asking me questions again about Frank's murder...
Yeah?
I still got the same answers. I don't know anything about it.
What about Betty Lou Morse?
Betty Lou Morse?
Yeah, she was killed with the same gun.
I don't even know the girl.
Well, you know she picked up with Vargas where you left off.
I didn't kill her.
No one says you did. All the sergeant and I want you to do is clean up a couple of loose ends.
What makes you think I cared?
You tipped off Steve Mayo that Vargas shot his brother Lippy.
I was just guessing.
No, you weren't. It was too close.
All right. I was following Frank around yesterday when I saw him pull up at the 68 Club.
What time was this?
Around 7:45.
What happened?
Dan, I got out of the car. A few minutes later, I heard some shots.
Well, then Daniels was the one who gunned Lippy, not Vargas.
Yep.
Well, I guess that does it, Mike. After Daniels did that job on Lippy, he must have had a run-in with Frank and gave him the same medicine, only in a stronger dose. Hey, I'd better get a wanted out on him.
Yeah, you better.
And as for you, young lady,
mm-hmm.
We're going to have to hold you as a material witness.
No.
Well, must you bother her with that, Sergeant?
What's the matter, Mike? You know the law.
Well, that's the point I'm trying to make. You want to hold Eileen, why not make it for murder?
What are you talking about?
You've been giving Daniels too much credit. He shot Lippy, but you killed Vargas and Betty Lou Morse.
Madison and 59th First, driver. Say, Mike.
Hmm?
You weren't kidding about Eileen killing Frank Vargas?
No, of course not.
Why did she do it?
She was crazy about him.
Great way to show it.
Well, he brushed her off.
Oh. What about Betty Lou Morse?
Well, if Eileen murdered Frank, she certainly wasn't going to let her rival get off scot-free.
How do you know?
You told me.
Me?
Yes, you said both Vargas and Betty were killed with the same gun.
So?
So that eliminated Steve Mayo and Daniels.
Oh, I can see Mayo. He was in the brig. But how do you figure Daniels?
Look, what time was Betty Lou killed?
Well, like I said, 8:30.
And you remember when I went up to visit Daniels, he claimed he was going to make a 9 o'clock flight and he had a half hour to kill?
Sure. If Daniels was pumping lead into you at 8:30, he couldn't be doing it to Betty Lou. That leaves only Eileen.
There you are. See how simple it is? Any further questions?
Yeah. How do you account for the fact Daniels didn't kill you?
Luck of the Irish.
Oh, you call that luck? With that right arm in a sling, what good are you for the next week? That's your drinking and romancing arm, isn't it?
Yep.
Then you're better off dead.
Oh, it has its compensations. That's also my check-grabbing arm. Driver.
Yeah?
He'll take care of it. Good night, friend.
If a rich and cool chocolate-flavored malted milk is one of your favorite drinks, you'll be mighty pleased to discover Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk. Because with Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk, you can make a delicious malted right in your own kitchen. Just make a tasty paste of some Kraft malted milk and a little milk in the bottom of a big glass. Then fill the glass with chilled milk, stir once again, and there you have one of the most delicious malted you've ever wanted to taste. Get a jar of Kraft chocolate-flavored malted milk tomorrow and treat your whole family to luscious, cool Kraft malted often. The Case of the Beautiful Bait. The Case of the Beautiful Bait, that's the title of next week's Adventure of the Falcon. When Mike Waring learns that if people play with dynamite, somebody is likely to explode. So be sure to listen at the same time next week to another exciting Adventure of the Falcon, brought to you by the Kraft Foods Company. The Adventures of the Falcon, transcribed tonight, are based on the famous character created by Drexel Drake, produced by Bernard L. Schubert, written tonight by Eugene Wang, and directed by Richard Lewis. Music was by Arlo. Les Damon was starred as the Falcon with Chuck Webster as Sergeant Corbett. This is Ed Hurley. He's speaking for the Kraft Foods Company.